many people try to do all the marketing themselves and never get round to making a decision to hire an in-house marketing role. So as a business owner, you might be doing a lot of the work yourself. You maybe are outsourcing some stuff, but you're managing the marketing campaigns and the projects and the people yourself. And as a result, you're not getting the things done that you want to get done because you're doing work that you shouldn't be doing. You want to focus on other things, perhaps leadership, perhaps team development, perhaps recruitment, profitability, growth, those sort of things. But fundamentally, you do know how important marketing is for the growth of your business, and that's a really important factor. Or maybe you're doing nothing, right? Maybe you feel stuck because even though you know how important it is, you just can't seem to find the time to get all the marketing done to grow your business. So either way, something needs to change. A decision will have to be made to hire an in-house marketing role. So a few things to consider. When is it the right time to hire an in-house marketer? What should we be considering as part of a decision making? What kind of skills should you be looking for as an in-house marketer? There's lots of questions, right? But the fundamental thing here is we've got to make a decision. And one thing that we struggle with, generally speaking, is decision making. No one ever taught us how to make good decisions, right? It wasn't like at school or at university someone said, here's a good decision making matrix, let's, you know, to help you make good decisions. And oftentimes what that results in is simply sitting on the fence and never really making a decision about anything, which ultimately holds us back from growing our business. We have to make decisions. And one major factor that will help you to make the decision to hire someone in an in-house marketing role is understanding just how important marketing is and how marketing impacts the sales process. And if you can see a direct ROI in the marketing role, then this should help you to justify the decision. Now, I'm not going to get into the importance of marketing because I've covered this at length in other episodes on the podcast, and then I'll pop some links into the show notes for you so you can follow up, get stuck into that, if you're new to the show perhaps, or if you'd just like to revisit some of that content. So as a business owner, I want you to consider these questions seriously, and they will help you to decide if hiring someone in-house is the right decision for you, right? To make that decision, right? So if you are currently, so split into two, right? If you're currently trying to do marketing yourself or you aren't doing any marketing, right? Let's start with if you're currently trying to do all the marketing yourself and you're doing most of the work. I want you to consider these things. What is the true value of your time? Not just your hourly rate, which is just a number, but how much your time is worth to you. Is your time worth more or less than what you'd pay in the cost for an in-house marketer? I think your time is worth more. I hope that you believe that too. What jobs do you find yourself doing? What are you doing that you shouldn't be doing? What marketing tasks are you doing that are below your pay grade that someone else can do better, faster, and cheaper than you can? And because you're doing all of these things, what isn't getting done as a result? What other important work is not getting done that needs your time and attention? What more important work? There's always more important work to do, especially for a business leader. What kind of impact would hiring have on your business? What kind of impact would hiring have on your personal life? Right? Let's not forget that because you're doing all this extra work, it's an extra mental load, it's taking up more of your time, it's taking you away from your family, your hobbies, your personal development, volunteering, whatever extra things that you want to do are not getting done. You're not getting to do all those things that you are really, really passionate about because you're having to do someone else's job effectively, right? Now, if you aren't doing any marketing, but you know that you need to do more, you're bought into the idea, the concepts that we talk about on the podcast, and you know that you need to do it, but you can't do it, I want you to think about what is not getting done that absolutely needs to get done to grow your business, to put you into the position you need to be in. What's the impact on your business if it does get done? Right? I want you to think about what that outcome is. If we did all this work, what could happen in the next 6, 12, 18 months? What if you decide not to hire? What's the story going to be for your business, right? Is it going to be just be the same next year? Do you just want your business to carry on the way that it is, or do you want it to grow? How fed up are you with this situation? Are you fed up to the point where the pain that you're in right now is more painful or less painful than making a big decision to hire someone? How important is it for you to grow your business? Have a think about these questions. Start to build a case, a business case for yourself. so you can make an effective decision to hire or maybe not hire, right? Either way, make a decision about what you need to do to grow your business. And perhaps there is another option for you, right? Like, let's look at the other options that there are, right? You could hire an in-house role. You could spread the marketing over your team, perhaps. But don't make the mistake here. Someone absolutely needs to own the marketing in the business. It needs to be someone's job. You could outsource your marketing to specialists, but the question is, who's going to manage those specialists? Who's going to manage the dynamics, the communication, the projects, the campaigns, the deadlines between all of these specialists? Who's going to make them all work together? You could hire a consultant, but who's going to do the work? You could hire an agency, but who's going to manage the agency in-house? And I'm going to lean heavily on the in-house role in this episode. I believe this, but depending on the size of your organization and the size of your marketing team, you probably need to have some kind of in-house role, even if you do decide to outsource for specialist assistance or hire an agency or hire a consultant. You're probably going to always need some kind of in-house role. And that brings me nicely into discussion about the skills that we should be looking for in an in-house marketing role. Firstly, let's not make the mistake of finding someone or trying to find someone that can do absolutely everything for you, right? If you're looking for a single person, a single marketer that can do website development, graphic design, photography, videography, photo editing, video production and editing, Google AdWords, Facebook ads, social media management, leadership and management skills, communication skills, project management and organizational skills, you'll be looking forever to find this mythical unicorn, right? An in-house marketer may have some specialist skills based on their experience in the different industries that they've worked in, but they'll not be able to do everything. In fact, there's some things that are simply ineffective for them to do and a complete waste of time. You shouldn't want your in-house marketer to have to be able to do everything anyway, right? What is the most important skills that you should be looking for in an in-house marketer? Ask yourself this question. What are the most important skills that you should be looking for in an in-house marketing role? Let's not think about specialist skills here. These are the skills that I've got down here, right? This is what my list has. Project management and organizational skills. Communication skills, leadership skills, a willingness to learn, they've got to be teachable, and open to change. Those are the five things that I've got on my list. Nothing specialist about those. In fact, they are generalist skills. Now, specialist skills might be needed in the context of your business, but they should be complementary to these other way more important skills. Other skills that are not on this list, in the main, are teachable. The context, like, they might be relevant for industry experience, for example. You might be saying, like, I want a specialist for my industry. Or perhaps you're deliberately and very specifically and strategically going to be going all in on video next year or in your next campaigns or next projects. And therefore, you do want someone that's worked with video marketing campaigns. But you probably don't want a videographer, right? Because a videographer isn't a marketer. A videographer is a videographer, right? So you've got to be very careful when you're hiring specialists versus hiring generalists and where they're suitable. I am on the side of the fence that says that an in-house marketer is much more valuable to a business as a generalist that can manage specialist skills either outsourced or within the team. Okay, so generally speaking, an in-house marketer should be able to do things quite well, like probably understand websites and technology, understand what a content management system is, perhaps be able to write very well. I think that's a great marketing skill to have, to write well, but also to speak well and to communicate well, to be able to publish content, and generally speaking, be able to sort of navigate the technology that's in our marketing industry and data, you know, things like that, being able to interpret data. But generally speaking, Those skills there are generalist. They're generalist skills. They're not specialist at all. You will need the project management and organizational skills because this is important for making sure things get done on time with the right people. You know, if you're thinking about your marketing campaigns as projects, who's going to manage these projects? Who's going to make sure the right people are doing the right things at the right time and bringing it all together, right? I think this is really important to understand this project management role that takes place as a marketer. Yes, they'll have fundamental marketing knowledge, perhaps a degree or a lot of experience in your industry, right? But you want them to come with these skills. These are skills that we learn over time that are very difficult to teach in a short space of time. And at the end of the day, if you've got a need for something like a videographer or Facebook ads or something like that, then your generalist marketing, your in-house marketing role, should be able to source the skills. That's their job, to get the job done, right? That's their job, is to get the job done. And we'll talk about that in a few moments as well. Now, I don't want to give you the bad news, but someone has to. Your in-house marketing role will not be able to do everything that you want them to do. They will have to outsource to specialists or hire in-house specialists, and they will need a budget for it, right? So you can't just assume that they're going to be able to do everything themselves on their salary. It's just not possible. So for example, like the top three things that I think every in-house marketer should be outsourcing are things like graphic design, website development and support, and video production and editing. Those are specialist skills that someone else can do better, faster, and cheaper than any in-house marketer can do. And at the end of the day, do you want your in-house marketer sitting down at the computer for 4 or 5 hours designing graphics, or piddling around on your website to try and change the colours of, hyperlinks and subtitles and designing landing pages? Is that a marketer's job? Or do you want them sitting down at the computer for a whole day trying to edit a promotional video? Or is that something for a video editor to do whilst the marketer can get on with something else? Have a think about that. Really important to understand when you hire an in-house marketer what you're truly looking for and what you truly need to get the job done, to grow the business. Now, I'll give you some examples of this, right? So Kathleen is a great in-house marketer. She works for a biotech firm here in Scotland. Now, there was a time where she was trying to do, in fact, probably still is like this for her as well, but she's trying to do everything herself and getting really frustrated. It's not her fault. She's been put into a role there. She's growing as a marketer. She's a great marketer, and she's trying to do a lot of different things, right? Now, I'll give you a specific example of this, though. A specific example is the time and energy she's spending on her website, the website development. She is not a web developer, right? That's just not her job. It's not who she is. It's not what she's trained to do. It's not her skill set. And she shouldn't have to be a web developer either. The tasks that she's doing are taking her hours, they're frustrating, they are bleeding into our other work and potentially making her feel frustrated about other work that she has to do, right? The work that she's doing on her website might take her hours, would take a web guy minutes, right? Someone who knows websites and website development, take them minutes to do it, right? Knowing that your website is never done means that Kathleen is either going to have to decide to have this frustration forever, or outsource it and get someone else to do it. Now, the business case for this is easy. Is Kathleen's time as an in-house marketer better spent doing actual marketing, writing content, strategy, growth, or playing around on the website trying to do something that's taken forever, right? Does Kathleen need to know how to do web development to be a great marketer? No. Does she need to recognize that the website needs development? Yes. Does she need to be able to then hire the right skills to fix that problem? Yes. But she shouldn't even try to be a web developer, right? It's not important that she has that skill. What is important that she knows what needs done and she gets it done. There are millions of people out there that can do this better and faster and cheaper than Kathleen can. Ultimately, allowing Kathleen to buy her time back and spend it on the job that really matters to the business. Does that make sense? I don't know how many in-house marketers are in a position like Kathleen, hundreds, thousands probably, right? As a leader, as a business owner, I want you to recognize, is your in-house marketer like Kathleen? Is she expected to do everything because she's a marketer? It's not the right approach. Kathleen shouldn't have to do everything. Just because she's in marketing doesn't mean she can do everything associated with marketing, right? So please give your in-house marketers a budget to work with. Listen to them when they need resource to get their work done. Just because they're in marketing doesn't mean they know how to do everything, doesn't mean they should know how to do everything. They should recognize what needs to be done and then find the skills for it. Lean on their strengths and outsource for the rest. An in-house role is a generalist role, solid understanding of marketing, like I said before, education or experience, both perhaps, a solid understanding of the business, the products, the services, the ability to plan and manage campaigns, outsource specialist skills and manage the people involved in the project externally, internally, right? That's what an in-house marketing generalist role looks like. They pull it all together. They make it work, right? And they're involved at a strategic level, which we'll talk about just before we wrap things up, right? So here's a few examples of business owners and how they've made decisions to hire. Various different examples here with different lessons. Alan Corfield, I think I've talked about Alan on the show before. I've worked with Alan for like 4 or 5 years now. He started his own architect company about 8 or 9 years ago, based here in Scotland with a dozen or so architects now. His business is growing in a big way. He took on content marketing with the mission to become the self-build expert in his industry 3 years on, and he's well and truly on his way to that. He's got 30 speaking gigs a year for his industry events. He's on the TV. He's absolutely crushing it, and his business is scaling as a result. Now, however, back in 2015, Alan knew immediately, as soon as we started talking about content marketing, right from the start, he knew that if he was going to do this properly and do it well, and Alan doesn't do things by halves, he wasn't going to be able to do this himself. He just knew it right away that if this was going to be done properly, somebody else was going to have to do the work and he was going to need help. So he hired an intern to try out and develop that role within his business. Now, you could argue perhaps that revenue-wise at the time, maybe Alan couldn't afford to have a full-time role. Now, this might be a question that you have. You might be thinking to yourself, well, do I need to get to a certain revenue level before I'm able to hire an in-house role? And this is just not the case. This is a completely different decision. It does involve budget, don't get me wrong. You need to understand, you do need to have the cash flow for this. And you need to have the budget for this and be able to allocate that budget to a role. However, it's not just about that. It's a time, for example, for Alan, he just knew that if he was going to do this and do it properly, that he couldn't do it. He needed to get help. So that might be an example of a decision that needs to be made by you as well. It's not just about revenue and timing. It's about if we're going to do this well, we need help. Nathan worked out really, really well for Alan, so much so that he actually stayed on beyond his internship and helped Alan to develop that in-house role further. But Nathan moved on eventually to another organisation, and Alan went and employed a permanent role for his architect's company, and Shemek now works full-time with Alan, right? That's amazing, right? Now, the great thing here is that Alan didn't jump into a huge salary commitment right away, right? He tested the water first. He built that role up to what it is today. Now, the main lesson, though, here from Alan is that he knew immediately that if he was going to do this properly, he was going to need help. He couldn't do it on his own. And he did the right thing by investing in an in-house marketing role. A very smart move by Alan that's something that he's still investing in today. And that's going to be with, I think, that role. I hope that role will be developed even further as his company grows. I've got two more examples for you before we wrap things up. Cara, I've spoken about Cara before on the show, Managing Director of Gillis & Mackay. She hasn't got an in-house marketing role. Now, the great thing with Cara is she absolutely loves doing her marketing, right? She's got the passion for it. She's got the right skill set for it in terms of writing an approach. So she's on all the videos. She writes all the blog articles. But over time, she's outsourced to specialists, right? So she loves it, which is really, really important. I think it's good to know that she loves it, and she currently leads it. So not only is she the managing director of Gillis & Mackay, but she's also the marketing lead. She's the in-house marketer for Gillis & Mackay at the moment as well. And there's no doubt that that's going to change in the future as the company grows and her role develops too. At the moment, though, she does outsource publishing and distribution and video editing as well. So Cara is literally in a position just now where she just has to brain dump the idea. She has to get in front of the camera, or she just has to write her blog article, and it goes away for editing and publishing and distribution. And like I said, that role will develop as time goes on, that there's a lot more work needing done now. And I can imagine in the future that that will develop into a full-time marketing role within Gillis & Mackay. But the important thing here is that in-house marketer will still outsource for these specialist skills. Now, the lesson from Cara is that you don't have to jump directly into a full-time in-house role. You can start off by outsourcing and delegating some of the work to get it off of your list of things to do and get specialists to do that to help you develop the marketing function in the business. Okay, so that's good to know as well, I think, that you don't have to jump straight into it. You can start to develop the role. Now, one final example, a B2B company, James Cash is the managing director of an IT services company based in the UK called Superfast IT. Now, a few years ago, I think it might be about 3 years ago, so about 2015, somewhere around there, James hired Alex to work in the in-house marketing role full-time. And not only that, he invested in his education to skill him up as well. So Alex, a few years later, went on to be recognised at CMA Live 18 as the best in-house marketer for the work that he's done over the past few years. Now, the great thing is that James and Alex have got like a really good relationship. James and Alex work really close together. James as the MD of the company, Alex as the in-house marketing role. And James leads Alex, directs him with the vision and obviously the strategy of the company, and the planning, and Alex is the person that's implementing and executing on that marketing. Now, the great thing here, the great lesson, I think, from James is something he's done really well as a leader, is that Alex wasn't just left to kind of get on with it. He had that support from the start, that leadership support, that mentor to help him with direction. And James has also invested in Alex's marketing skills and continues to do so. And a mistake that business owners often make is to assume that when you hire an in-house marketer, they should just be able to get on with it. Right, here's your desk, here's your computer. Right, now we need to get on with the marketing. Now, if you need anything, just ask. If you need support with someone, just ask, or just go find a solution. You're on your own type of thing. Now, however, with marketing being such an important part of the business, a major factor in the growth of all businesses, the in-house role needs to be much closer to leadership and much more closely aligned with the strategic direction of the business. In my mind, the marketer is actually a business development role, needs to understand strategy and vision so that the marketing can align with that in order to grow the business. To me, that just makes sense. It's just logic. And that's the great thing about James and Alex, is that James has brought Alex close to leadership so that they can work together and work and everybody's going in the same direction. So there's a few examples, just get you thinking about how these business owners and managing directors have made the decisions to develop that in-house role in different ways, some from the very start, some were part through the business, but generally speaking, they're making decisions to develop that in-house role, and they believe in it, versus hiring an agency, right? This is a completely different decision. So a few other things just before we wrap up, and we're going to finish up just shortly. Oftentimes, an in-house marketing role starts off really, really well. The person you hire is doing the work that matters, and over time, unfortunately, that marketing role starts to include a lot of work that really doesn't fall into marketing. And what can happen is, over time, that role slips into almost an administrative role. And marketers find themselves demoralized. And 80% of the time, they're not feeling like they're doing any work that's having any positive growth impact on the business. Marketing needs to be a business development role in an organization, and therefore marketers should be aligned with strategy and vision, understand how the products and services are being developed, how the business is growing. They need to be involved in the work that grows the business and attracts new customers and retains the customers that they have. This is really, really important to understand how fundamental the marketing role is. Your job as the managing director, as the business owner, as the leader, is to help lead and shape that marketing role, to make sure that the marketing is aligned with strategy, make sure they have a budget, the tools, the skills required to do their job really, really well. Simple stuff, right? That's what's required. We can't just let marketers just let them get on with it. They need your support. They need to understand that they're part of something that's worthwhile, that they've got an impact on something worthwhile. Now, finally, like I said earlier, there's no set revenue trigger for employing an in-house role, right? I've worked with multi-million pound companies that don't have any marketing role, and I've worked with companies that are turning over a few hundred thousand and they are employing marketers, right? So it's not just about that revenue trigger. This is a decision that you have to make about what's important for the future success of your business. So it's over to you. What's it going to be, right? Have a think about everything I've said, all the questions. Lots of ideas. I'm sure there's lots of thoughts in your mind as well, and I'd love to hear what they are. Email me, chris@cmauk.co.uk. Tweet me at chrismar101. Don't forget that I've popped some links to other relevant episodes into the show notes for you, including including a previous episode, just the previous episode to this, where I talk about Debbie, who is an in-house marketer at Eagle Leisure, and her success and what happens when you are given support and a budget and some freedom to do the work that ultimately has a major impact on sales and the growth of businesses. Hope this has been useful for you. Like I said, get in touch if you've got any thoughts or any questions, any ideas. I'd love to hear from you. And until next time, don't forget to be awesome. If you're looking to get more ROI from your content marketing efforts, then join the Content Marketing Academy with a 14-day free trial to have a snoop around and make sure it's for you. Just click the link in the show notes and I'll see you in there.